Blog Talk Radio.
All right, as always, a chance for you guys to, well, thank you guys for joining here at HNLC Studios. I got a few minutes, I'm going to be with you, not going to be with you too long. Just want to bring some brief information about the process of being qualified. Here we're talking about doing the Word of God and actually doing just the work of the kingdom. We're going to kind of move, you know, kind of expeditiously. Over in the book of 1 Corinthians, in this particular chapter 3, let's look at the fifth verse. It says, who is Paul and who is Apollo, but minister to whom you believe, as the Lord give to each one. Now, let's make sure we get a good understanding, because I want you to make sure that what God is telling you right here, that it's nothing that we can do. It's through how he's chosen us. And what he chose us, he calls us to do a great work for the kingdom of God, long as we're working as a servant in the administration of the Holy Spirit. It says once again over in 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, that fifth verse, who then is Paul? Remember, Paul's not anything. I'm not anything. You're not anything. The Word of God declares to you when we came into the earth, Jeremiah 1:5, God put the gift in us. As he put the gift in us, he lead us to people who will help that gift to continue to come out of us. In other words, when you look at this particular area of scripture, this is not a boasting scripture. This is about not anyone who has better than anyone else, who's greater, whether it be titles, positions, bricks, mortar, whatever. Once again, who then is Paul and who is Apollo? But ministers. Ministers is a man who brings forth the word or speaks or that which is given on to him. Minister means the word of, we use a Christian accent, minister or ministering, talking to, or how can you say, I want to make sure we put this right in terms of when we say it. I want to make sure we put it in the right position, persona, is saying that if I speak to someone, I'm ministering to them. But if what I'm ministering to them could be Christianity, it could be ministering to them about different variations of things in their life, but I'm a minister, and I'm not qualified to give anything. Even when we look at these guys who are these psychotherapists, these people who talk about people going through challenges and changes in their life, and they kind of work with them in such a way, when they work with them, they kind of, you know, they deal with things in terms of what they, you know, what they can't handle. They kind of, you know, psychosis. So they want to help and find out what way can they get to the bottom of that. Well, let's kind of pull away from that. Let's go ahead and hear what the Word of God is saying. Who was Paul and who was Apollo? But the ministers to whom you believe as the Lord gives to each one. I mean, Paul and Apollo couldn't do anything. The Bible declares that Paul started the work in Corinth and Apollo came up behind it and continued to water it. You know, Apollo was a great man of God as well. But Paul did the planting. But it wasn't whether Apollo ministered the word and kept the word going, or Paul planted the word, neither one of them was anything to the point that they gave any kind of boastability about who they are. He goes in the particular second verse, makes a real clear statement about here in this particular area of the, not the second verse, but the sixth verse. He says, I planted Apollo's water, but God gave the increase. So then neither who planted is anything, nor who watereth, but God gave the increase. Now, he that planted and he that watered are one. Now, we think about that. Each one of us does the work of the ministry. And when we talk about the process when a team comes together, we're playing the sports or whatever the sport may be. You know, team works coalitionally. You know, the Word of God talks about it in the book of Psalms 133. You're talking about coming together, unifying, and being as one. Whenever you get to the point, you get in the ministry. Now, I understand God appoints people over ministries, and we understand the fivefold really need to come into full fruition, the full effect. But we're not to look at ourselves as being a little bit more, you know, elevated or graduated than that individual, which we came in to help them do the work in terms of causing that ministry or that particular environment or whatever it may be, work environment, to come together. You know, teamwork makes the dream work, as you say. So I'm saying they say that. But we're going to go into this eighth verse. Now, who is planted and he that watered are one. He said there's no difference between any one of you guys, because once you think about it, the Holy Spirit, it doesn't look at an individual based on his shepherdism or his individuality. You know, everything in the kingdom works together. Everything is one. Everybody comes together to be one. No man is greater than any other man. That when we do the work to God, we understand the process. When the quarterback is on the team, we know he runs the team, he calls the shots. But the quarterback don't think of himself as being anything other than what he's to be, and that is to run the team. the pastor should not think of himself as being more high than the altar thing, because they're all God's people. Moses didn't think of himself as being any better than the people he brought up out of Egypt, but he's under command, the direction, and authority of the Holy Spirit, or God himself, you know, that made the people out of Egypt. So his commands and everything he did came from the head, which is God, the Godhead. He told Moses everything he's supposed to do and the way he should do it. Without Moses, without God, Moses couldn't do anything. It's kind of like Proverbs 3:5, lean not to your own, but acknowledge God in all your ways. You know, Psalms 23, I walk through the shadows of the valley of death. I fear no, because God, the rod and the staff, encompass me. I depend on the Holy Spirit to guide me through every course of my life. This is what we pray. And when we do pray, we got to get on our knees. We got to talk to God about the things that we're not, we don't have good knowledge about. We don't have good understanding about. The Bible says if any man lack these things, then he asks God to give him wisdom, he'll give to them liberally. Because God really wants you to understand the vision and the plan he has for you. He wants that mission that you succeed. So God is saying, even though I bring people around you to help water you, and you may do the work, but just don't get it twisted. Sometimes we find ourselves getting a little bit higher than the master, a little bit better than the master, or the person who brought us in. Now we feel like now that they bought us in, now we run them off. We sit in a lot of business and sit in a lot of churches. And it's just the way it is sometimes. You know, people get in a position and all of a sudden there's two pastors in the church or two people in the point of running the leadership. And all of a sudden one gets a little boastful than the other. Then, you know, they want to get church splits. You know, and that's on anything to do, businesses, corporations, whatever. And whenever there's two heads bucking, then there's going to be a split that's going to be coming up in whatever you do. The Bible talks over here in the area of 1 Corinthians, in this third chapter, in this particular ninth verse. It said, for we are God's fellow workers. Now, when you notice this, underline that fellow workers. We are God's fellow workers. We are part of the work of the kingdom. We're down here on earth to be conduits. Whatever he tells us to do, in terms of helping the ministry advance, as the word of God say, the harvest is truly great, but the labors are few. God chooses men and women in the earth, not to think of themselves to be more high, but be humble and sober, have the love for his people, then continue to guide them, you know, like a man who's a shepherd. You know, he picks the sheep, and he kind of picks the, you know, the problem. We talk about the ticks and all that stuff. He keeps the sheep, he helps you to pray. He keeps you at the point where you need to be. When you get weary, you're discouraged, you're going to find someone to talk to. Okay, the pastor should be there. And if he's not there, he should have a good enough staff to be able to comfort you at the time you need to talk to you about the goodness and the grace of God and what he's prepared for your life. The word of God says there's nothing he would hold from you. That's if you walk over. Let's look over here in this particular area. Just kind of running along here. I got too long with you. He said, God's field are you. You know, it goes over here. It talks about that we are fellow workers of God's field. You are God's building. You know, and the Bible says, according to the grace of God, which he has given to me, has been a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation. And there's no other, I laid the foundation, and no other building it on. But let him each one take heed to how he builds on it, though the foundation is already made. God already laid the foundation for us by what he done on the cross. We talk about the process of Genesis. In the beginning, it was nothing. God created the heavens and the earth. So the firmament didn't come into effect. The light couldn't come into effect. The God spoke was out of darkness into light to see what was going on, and then the Holy Spirit moved on the commanding word of God to go forth, and everything he told the Holy Spirit to do, it performed it. This is why we look at the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. This is why he will lead us in all truth. He's our commanding officer in our whole life, what we're supposed to do, the Holy Ghost. Well, the Bible said there's no other foundation. I'm going to go here in the 11th verse. There's no other foundation any man can lay that which is of Jesus Christ. Now, once the foundation is like a patent, you know what I mean? Once the patent's in place, it's already got a design for it. It's automatic. You got to go by that particular patent unless you create your own patent. And the Bible says, lean not to your own, but acknowledge God in all his way, then he'll direct the path. Now, you can go off, run off, and do what you want to do. There's no guarantee, because the guarantee is what the work has done on the cross. He's there to protect us and keep us. That's the grace and mercy we receive from Jesus, knowing that we're free from sin, that whenever we get caught up in sin, we do things that's not right of God, guess what? He says now we can call out to the one who could deliver us from the persecuting attorney. We're the advocate. And with the advocate, he appointed us the paraclete, which is the Holy Spirit. Now we're walking to the point that when we do get out of land, we're convicted by the power of the Holy Spirit, which we actually spoke out of our mouth, according to Romans. Romans 10:8-9, you know, what says thou, the word of God is near thee, in our mouth. And now we earnestly call by the word of God, you know, that we've been presented now. Romans says in Romans chapter 12, I beseech thee, brother, by the mercies of God, you know, present your body as a sacrificial offering, holy and acceptable, that of a reasonable source. And you talk about our mindset be transformed, you know, by the renewing of your mind, because now we're coming to a different division of a dispensation that we're in. We're walking with the kingdom of God. We no longer can do the things we used to do. We was out there walking wild among the world. As Ephesians tell us, we was all in sin. We was doing things that weren't quite right. But then here comes Jesus, rich in his mercy and his grace. You know, where we are known that we could call on him. As it says on Psalms 46, very present help, very present time of need. So we believe and declare and decree in the midst of our situation we go through, God is just there to help us move forward in whatever dilemma we may have in our lives. Says once again, the 11th verse, for there's no foundation that any man can lay, that which is of Jesus Christ, which is laid, which Jesus Christ has laid, is laid, the sacrificial lamb. Go to 12th verse. He said, now, no, he said, now, if there's any other building, now look what it says, if there's any other build this, on this foundation, with great or with a gold, stub, precious stones, a wood, hay, stubble. Now he's telling you, you go and do what you want to do. You can go ahead and grow a brain if you want to. But Christ is saying, if there's something you're being lost in what you're doing, then you need to lean to me and ask me, and I'll give you direction. If there's a wisdom thing that you're suffering with, how to qualify to move forward, what you're doing, now you got to have to ask me. I give to you liberally. I give it to you unbridledly. Because the word of God goes on and speaks about the process once again in verse 12. Now, if there's any other building, anyone builds on this foundation with any kind of the physical things, you know, you try to put other gods before God, you know what I mean? You try to make other things better than what God has built. Well, Bob said that can't work. That's not going to work. He says, any man building any other foundation other than that which is Christ, then it's going to be revealed by fire. Now, it's going to be tested of what sort that it is that you have said that you want to build on. Is it going to be the kingdom of God, or the structure of God, the way of God, the commands of God? Are you going to build on what you feel that you need to do what's right? Now, you can go and get out there if you want to. It's really up to you. But don't be scared to take the stuff. Don't be scared to take the whoop when it comes down on you. You know, so if you're going to do the job, then expect the results to come from the kingdom of God. But if you do what you want to do, then expect the results to come out of being disobedient. You know, we talk about Saul and his situation. We can't go into that right now because it's just a kind of a short study right here. The Bible says in verse 13, each one's work, that means whatever I do and whatever I confess to do, it doesn't matter whether they see me in the public. God's going to expose me. If I'm not doing right, then God's going to find a way to make sure I'm going to be revealed before the people. If you don't stop your things, you don't have closed doors, God's going to expose you. He's going to let people know just what that person you are. Oh, he's a nice guy, yada, yada. He's just saying, yeah, okay. But now here this come. You know, I know where this come from. Well, it's the devil's desire is to sift you like wheat. That's his plan, to take you out of here. Unless you got somebody praying for you like Jesus did with Peter. You know, the devil desires Peter to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. You know, so he prayed that in the process when the enemy was coming against Peter because of the strength Peter had, because of the wisdom Peter had, and then the boldness he had. No other disciples like Peter. That's Cephas. That brother, that was a rock. He was some kind of teammate you wanted right there on the team. And each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it because it will be revealed by fire. Now think about that. And the fire will test each one's work, what sort of work it is. Now you're going through circumstances, you're going through changes, you're going through proclivities, guess what? Your job is to be able to pray to God and ask him to give you guidance and deliverance. You know, because of the pressure of the demarcations that's coming at you, finances, circumstances, family issues, illness. Okay, well, why do you say you love me then? God said, okay, if you're going through this, then I got to test you to make sure you are what you're supposed to be. Because if you're going to go out and testify about what God done for you, I want somebody else to know the testimony that you're going through. See, sometimes God got to let people, sometimes you're going through something, man or woman, God. sometimes you know you God will let people, they want people to see you down. You know, they want to see the religious folks talk about you, the ones who think they got it all together, the ones who think they got it going on. They want to see the religious folks talk to you, you know. And then when the religious folks talk to you, what they're going to do is going to put you down. Well, I thought you said, but they don't know, no idea what God is doing for you and what he's bringing you and taking you through. The Bible declares these words. He decrees the words according to the kingdom of God. You know, he tells in Numbers 23:19-21, he tests you. That when you're going through trials and circumstances and situations, he said, okay, didn't I tell you I'm not a God that I should lie? I'm not a son of a man that I should have to repent. Okay, I've been given a command to bless, and guess what? I will and cannot reverse it. That's through the administration of the power of God. You know, God is giving you information and giving you structure on how you need to stand on a solid foundation. Don't look at structure, just the other things that may seem good to you, because it's just the physical eye. The Bible says faith comes to the one who you can't see. And it comes by what? Romans 10:17. If I hear it and I believe it, and according to Hebrews 11, then I know it's going to come to fruition. I don't see it, but I know according to God's word, if he's not a God, then he shouldn't lie. He's not a son of a man that I have to repent. Now, for you to get to that point, you got to build yourself up on the most high faith. That in the midst of when you're going through changes, God is yet there to bring you through whatever it is that you're dealing with. And we got to get out of here. We got a few minutes here. He says, if anyone's word, which is built on, which he says, if anyone's word, which has been built on its endurance, he will receive the reward. Now, you can get out there and do it if you want to. You can see how your stuff holds up versus what God's stuff said he's going to do. If God said it, then it's going to come to pass. If you did it, then we're going to find out what it's made of. It's going to take you back up to that 11th verse, that 13th verse, so that you know that your stuff ain't no good. You know, he comes right in the 15th verse. If anyone's work is burned, if anyone's work is burned, it will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Now, it says in the 16th verse, I want to make sure I get this out of the way because we got to get out of here. He said, do you know not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of the Lord is holy, holy which the temple you are. You're holy. Declare and decree by the word of God and by the power of the Spirit. You got to think that no weapon formed against you. You know, kind of got through this particular teaching. This is a mobile teaching. You know, I was kind of moving around doing this. You know, I wasn't really stable in my studio. So I was kind of, you know, shifting through this thing and kind of finding my way in the spirit. Because a lot of things that surround me right now, distractions. But nevertheless, God yet still came through. We thank you guys for joining us here at HNOC Studios. And today, God bless you guys. Hope we get a chance to talk to you once again. Thank you for joining our BTR station. Also, there's most of you guys who get notices about donation to the body of Christ, those who want to donate for the work we're doing here at HNOC in the process of getting a new studio in place all next year. I want you to go to my website, which is harvestnewlifechurch.com. You know, check out everything on the website, see the work we're doing, go to donations, and make a generous donation to the work we're doing here at the Kingdom of God. And I guarantee you, man of God, you won't regret it. Until then, God bless you guys. Y'all take care.